Okay, welcome back everybody to our Reads in the Workplace Chabura. If you have any questions or comments this week on the shiur, I'll be staying on the Zoom after the shiur to discuss, so please feel free to stay on as well. And if you haven't done so already, please join our WhatsApp group. That's where we send out reminders or Mara Mekomos. It's posted in the chat on the Zoom. Okay. So the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim says as follows: Vayomer Hashem el Moshe alei elai hahara vehayesham ve'atana lachas luchos ha'even ve'atora ve'hamitzva asher kasavti lohorosam. Hashem says to Moshe to come up to Har Sinai, and there Hashem will give Moshe the luchos ha'even ve'hatora ve'hamitzva asher kasavti lohorosam. Hashem will give Moshe the Torah and the mitzvah that are meant to be instructed to Klal Yisrael. The Yerushalmi, Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Brachos, in the sixth perek, so it extrapolates something interesting from the juxtaposition between v'hatorah v'hamitzvah, between those words of Torah and mitzvah, and the Yerushalmi says that just as we recite a bracha prior to the study of Talmud Torah, prior to learning Torah, so too we recite a bracha prior to the doing of any mitzvah. So from here, the Yerushalmi has a source for the concept of Birkas HaMitzvah, the recitation of a bracha prior to doing a mitzvah. And while the Yerushalmi ascribes Birkas HaMitzvah to a pasuk, it does seem like this pasuk is just an asmachta. The pasuk doesn't actually say to make a Birkas HaMitzvah. It's kind of a hint, it's a remez to the concept of a Birkas HaMitzvah. And that's what the Prima Gadim says, straight out, that the pasuk is really just an asmachta. Birkas HaMitzvah is midirabbanan, it's a rabbinic institution, but it is ascribed to a pasuk in Torah. And aside from the Yerushalmi source, the concept of Birkas HaMitzvah is ascribed to other sources as well. It's an interesting source that Rashi in Brachos, HaMem Ches HaMem Beis, raises, where Rashi quotes a pasuk from Shmuel Aleph, where the pasuk says, Ki hu yivarech hazevach, achareichen yochelu hakruim. And it's talking about Shmuel HaNavi, that Shmuel would first recite the bracha on a zevach, on a korban, and only afterwards would the other people who were around take part from that korban. And Rashi comments there that bracha, ki hu yivarech hazevach, is referring to a Birkas HaMitzvah, where Shmuel would recite a bracha of al achilas hazevach prior to eating any korba. So based on this connection to this week's parasha and parashas Mishpatim, I want to focus with you today on the concept of Birkas HaMitzvah, the recitation of brachos prior to doing a mitzvah. We're going to focus on the following three questions. The first one is if there is any significance to the source to which Birkas HaMitzvah is ascribed. We mentioned two possible sources. Is there any difference between the two? Second question is, what is exactly the relationship between the bracha and the mitzvah that ensues after the bracha? We have a Birkas HaMitzvah, a bracha prior to the doing of a mitzvah. What is the relationship between those two? And the third one, which is really going to guide us throughout the entire shiur, is what is the mechayiv? What's the legal need to recite a bracha prior to the performance of a mitzvah? And we're going to wonder how exactly that might be reflected by the relationship between the mitzvah and the bracha, and perhaps by other ramifications as well. So let's get right to it. Let's discuss the various approaches that we find in Rishonim to the mechayiv of Birkas HaMitzvah, to the legal requirement to recite a bracha prior to the doing of a mitzvah. The first approach, which is taken by many of the Rishonim and also seemingly referred to in the Gemara in Pesachim Adaf Kuf Hei Amid Aleph, is that Birkas HaMitzvah is really a form of Birkas Shevach V'Hoda'a. We know that in general we have three categories of brachos. We have Birkas HaNehenin, a bracha we recite prior to deriving benefit, prior to eating. We have Birkas Shevach V'Hoda'a, brachos that we recite to praise Hashem for certain things that He does in the world. And then there's also the category of Birkas HaMitzvah, which is what we're discussing today. So some Rishonim conflate the latter two categories. And they say that Birkas HaMitzvah is really a form of Birkas Shevach V'Hoda'a. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Taf Lamed says exactly that. That when we recite a Birkas HaMitzvah, for example, you know, Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos HaVitzivanu Al Netilas Lulav, or we're about to come to Al Mikra Megillah. So what we're really doing is we are praising Hashem for the opportunity to do a mitzvah. So Birkas HaMitzvah is really a form of a Birkas Shevach. We're thanking Hashem for affording us the chance to perform His command and thereby interact with Him. And if that's the case, then Birkas HaMitzvah really becomes a Birkas Shevach V'Hoda'ah. That's approach number one. Approach number two is that Birkas HaMitzvah is a preparation for the mitzvah. Instead of, you know, diving straight into doing the mitzvah, instead of just opening up Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh, or instead of just taking the first bite of matzah, first we recite a bracha to prepare ourselves for what we're about to do, for the mitzvah journey on which we're about to embark. Now this preparation kind of takes two different forms in the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Meiri in Maseches Megillah, so he notes that the preparation for the mitzvah really relates to one's intent. That by making the bracha first, so then one clarifies that he has the intent to do a mitzvah. He's not just stam eating a piece of matzah, rather he's eating the matzah in order to fulfill the command of Bo'erev Tochlu Matzos, of eating matzah on the night of the 15th of Nisan. By reciting the bracha first, you basically pronounce about yourself, you define yourself as someone who's trying to fulfill a mitzvah as opposed to just doing a stam action of eating or some other action. That's one way in which you prepare for the mitzvah. Another way in which you prepare for the mitzvah, the Chasam Sofer comments based on the Kuzari, that by reciting the bracha first, so you're able to tap into the spiritual gains that a mitzvah has. When you recite a bracha, so instead of just doing a physical action and thereby fulfilling Hashem's command, first you recite a bracha, you mention Shem Hashem, you connect that action that you're going to do to the tzivoy, asher kedishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. You connect the tzivoy of Hashem to the action that you're going to do and thereby prepare yourself to really gain as much as possible from the mitzvah that you're going to do. So the first two approaches we have, Birkas HaMitzvah is a Birkas Shevach, the position of the Sefer Achinuch, or Birkas HaMitzvah is a way to prepare for doing the mitzvah. That's the position of the Meiri and also of this Kuzari that that's quoted in the Chasam Sofer. The third approach is a very interesting and intriguing one, and that's an approach that some of the Achronim explained from the position of the Rambam, and in particular the Rav thought that this was the position of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Parak Aleph, Halacha Gimel, notes as follows, Ukeshem, just as Shemevarchin al Hahanaya, just as we recite a bracha on benefit that we derive, Kach Mevarchin al Kol Mitzvah Umitzvah, Ve'achar Kach Ya'ase Osa. So too, we make a bracha before doing a mitzvah, and only afterwards do we do the mitzvah. Why exactly does the Rambam link Birkas HaNehenin with Birkas HaMitzvah? Kishim, just as X, so too Y. Just as we make a bracha on food, on benefit, so too we make a bracha on doing a mitzvah. So the Rav explained that this kishim is not just kind of, you know, a technical way of the Rambam saying that just as we have that category of brachos, so too we have this category of brachos. Rather, the Rambam was making a conceptual point. What the Rambam was trying to say was that Birkas HaMitzvah is really a form of Birkas HaNehenin. Now, I should walk that back a little bit. It's not really a Birkas HaNehenin, but they share a conceptual common denominator. What is that? So what's the whole point of a Birkas HaNehenin? We know from the Gemara in Brachos that the reason to recite, a Bore Pri HaAdama before eating a vegetable is as what the Rav called a matir. Before you recite the bracha, the food is off limits to us. La Hashem ha'aretz umloa. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we make a bracha. After we make a Birkas HaNehenin, then v'ha'aretz nasan livnei adam. Then the food is allowed to us. So when we make the Borei Pri HaAdama, what we're doing is we're being matir, we are allowing ourselves to take part of the food. Explain the Rav, based on this Rambam, that the Birkas HaMitzvah plays a very similar role. The Rav said that before doing a mitzvah, we need to have a matir first. What type of an idea is that? So I think the idea is that we cannot just approach service of Hashem. We cannot just fulfill a divine command without first having a matir. When you do a mitzvah, you're basically interacting with the Ribono Shel Olam. You're coming into his presence, so to speak. You're fulfilling his word, you're fulfilling his commandment. To do so, you first need a matir to approach him. You can't just do that on your own volition. First, you recite a matir. And that matir is the bracha. So the same way that the bracha is matir food, that's Birkas Hananin, so too, a bracha is matir spiritual interactions, that's Birkas HaMitzvah, that's the kishim between Birkas Hananin and Birkas HaMitzvah. I thought that maybe these three different approaches might connect to the two different sources that we mentioned at the very beginning. So if you think that the source for Birkas HaMitzvah is the connection between Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaMitzvah, then it might be the case that that coheres well with the Sefer HaChinuch's approach, especially if you think that Birkas HaTorah is a bracha mid-oraisa, and that's the position of the Ramban. The Ramban counted Birkas HaTorah as a mitzvah de-oraisa, and the Ramban thought that it's a form of Birkas Shavach Vehodah, that we recite a Birkas HaTorah prior to studying Torah in order to praise Hashem for the opportunity to learn Torah. Maybe if we connect Birkas HaTorah to Birkas HaMitzvah, then so too Birkas HaMitzvah has the same conceptual underpinnings. Birkas HaMitzvah is also a form of praising Hashem for the opportunity to do mitzvos. Whereas, if we focus on the source that came up in the Gemara in Brachos, that ki hu yivarech hazevach ve'acharechin yochelu akruim, it's very interesting that pasuk really sounds like it's talking about making a bracha prior to eating, prior to just a meal. It seems like there's a conflation between Birkas HaMitzvah and Birkas HaNehenin. Why would that be? So in light of the Rav's approach to the Shitas HaRambam, this makes perfect sense. Because the whole idea of Birkas HaMitzvah is based on the root of Birkas HaNehenin. Birkas HaMitzvah is to be matir, just like Birkas HaNehenin is to be matir. Birkas HaNehenin ends up being the paradigm for Birkas HaMitzvah. Now, these three approaches to Birkas HaMitzvah really play out in a very significant way with respect to the central detail of Birkas HaMitzvah, and that's the detail of Over La'asi Yasan. The Gemara in Psachim and Sukkah and Megillah and three different places, the Gemara says that when we make a Birkas HaMitzvah, we're supposed to do it Over La'asi Yasan, which means that we're supposed to say the bracha specifically prior to fulfilling the command, prior to doing the mitzvah. Why is that? Why do we have to make a bracha before doing the mitzvah? So there are a couple of different approaches that the Rishonim explain. The Meiri says, based on his approach to Birkas HaMitzvah, that the bracha is to clarify your intent to do the mitzvah. So the Meiri says that you should do that prior to doing the mitzvah. You recite the bracha first so that it's clear before you do the mitzvah that you have intent to do the mitzvah. The Ritva also takes a similar approach. The Ritva also mentions something else very interesting. He says that the bracha is considered avodas hanefesh. It's something, it has a spiritual type of character to it. Whereas the mitzvah is avodas haguf. It comes in the physical world. So the spiritual, says the Ritva, should take precedence to the physical. But for the Rambam, according to the approach of the Rav, the reason why the Birkas HaMitzvah has to take place specifically before the mitzvah is very obvious, because the whole idea is that it's coming to be matir, this spiritual interaction with Hashem. If you need to permit that interaction, then you need to do it before you engage in the interaction. So now let's push it one step further. We have different understandings of why a Birkas HaMitzvah specifically precedes the doing of the mitzvah, why it's Over La'asi Yasan. Is that definitional? Let's say you forget to make a bracha before doing a mitzvah. Can you recite it afterwards, or you've lost your opportunity? So that was a machlokes between the Rishonim, between the Or Zarua and the Rambam. The Or Zarua was of the opinion that if you didn't make the bracha beforehand, then you can make it afterwards. Ideally, you should make it first, but if you didn't, then you can make it afterwards. However, the Rambam was of the opinion that once you neglected to make the bracha first, you've lost your opportunity, you can no longer make the bracha afterwards. What's the root of the debate between the Or Zarua and the Rambam? Perhaps it focuses on the nature of Over La'asi Yasan, and in turn, the nature of the Birkas HaMitzvah. Rabbeinu Manoach, who wrote a commentary on the the Rambam explains that according to the Or Zeruah, the reason why you can make a bracha even after doing the mitzvah is because the whole nature of Birkas HaMitzvah to begin with is that Birkas HaMitzvah is a Birkas Shevach VeHoda'ah. It's a way to praise Hashem. So ideally, you should recite that praise in advance of doing the mitzvah, get yourself into the mindset of doing the mitzvah. But if you do the mitzvah and you neglected to make the bracha, so then you can make a Birkas Shevach VeHoda'ah afterwards. In fact, in many cases, we make a Birkas Shevach VeHoda'ah after having experienced that which triggers the need to make the bracha. So too here, says Rabbeinu Manoach, if Birkas HaMitzvah is a form of Birkas Shevach VeHoda'ah, then you say it afterwards. Ideally say it before, but if not, say it afterwards. However, according to the Rambam, the whole nature, the whole mechayiv of the Birkas HaMitzvah is to be matir, the spiritual interaction. So a matir, by definition, is something that precedes. It comes first. It comes before. So if you neglected to recite the Birkas HaMitzvah, you haven't done that which the Rabbanon wanted you to do. You haven't recited the matir in advance of doing the mitzvah. And now it's too late. You can't do a matir post facto. You can only do a matir in advance of the action that you're trying to do. So the two different approaches to Birkas HaMitzvah, whether it's really a form of Birkas Shevach VeHoda'ah, or it's more similar to Birkas HaNehenin, and it's a matir, those are going to explain whether over la'asiyasan, the principle that a Birkas HaMitzvah must take place prior to doing the mitzvah, those are going to explain whether that klal, that principle, is ma'akiv, whether if you forget to do the bracha beforehand, you can do it afterwards, or you can no longer do it afterwards. Another interesting ramification comes up as follows. Very interesting question that the Achronim deal with. Let's say that you recite a Birkas HaMitzvah with the intent for that bracha to last only until a certain time. Is that tanai, is that condition, is that effective? So let's take the following case. The Bach in Or HaChaim Siman Taf Resh Mem Gimel, he discusses someone who enters the sukkah and he recites a Leishev Basukkah. And at the time that he recites that Leishev Basukkah, he has the intent that his bracha should remain relevant, should remain pertinent, only until his next meal. So he goes in, you know, let's say around lunchtime, he recites his Leishev Basukkah, and he says, even if I stay in the sukkah throughout the entire afternoon, I'm enjoying my time in the sukkah, when it comes time for dinner, the bracha that I made before should lapse, and I should have to make a new bracha. Says the Bach, that condition takes effect. And therefore, you would have to make a new bracha, a new Leishev Basukkah, prior to eating your dinner later that night. Responds the Magen Avraham in Siman Taf Resh Lamed Tes. He says, I don't know what the Bach is talking about. A Birkas HaMitzvah is not subject to that type of condition. Magen Avraham says, let's say you put on tzitzis in the morning, and you say that the, you know, al mitzvahs tzitzis, or the lehisatev batzitzis, you wear your talis, I don't know, you keep it on. Let's say that you say it should only last until noon. Would anyone say that takes effect? That then you would have to make a new al mitzvahs tzitzis at noon? The Magen Avraham says, of course not. So too when it comes to the sukkah, if you make a leishev basukkah, and you stay in the sukkah the whole time, just because you had in mind that the bracha should last only until nighttime, that doesn't matter. It has no significance. That condition is totally ineffective. What's the root of the debate between the Bach and the Magen Avraham? So I saw a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Mincha Shlomo, Chelak Aleph Simen Yud Ches, where he explains as follows. It says, according to the Magen Avraham, the whole idea of Birkas HaMitzvah is that it's a Birkas Shevach VeHoda'ah. It's a way of praising Hashem. So if you've made that Birkas Shevach VeHoda'ah, that's going to remain relevant as long as you're doing the mitzvah to which that bracha is adjoined, to which that bracha is mitzuraf, to which that bracha is connected. So you recite a Leishev Basukkah in the afternoon. As long as you're in the sukkah, that bracha remains alive. You can't really make a Birkas Shevach VeHoda'ah conditionally. However, perhaps the explanation of the Bach is that if Birkas HaMitzvah, like the Rav explained in the Rambam, if the nature of Birkas HaMitzvah is to be a matir, is to allow you to interact with Hashem by doing a mitzvah, so then perhaps you can have that bracha, you can attach strings to that bracha. You can make that bracha conditional. You can say that this bracha is matir only until this stage. And if once that stage has passed, then you would have to renew the matir, because the matir lasts only as long, perhaps, as you had in mind. And that would be the idea of the Bach, that if you recited a bracha in the afternoon with intent for it to last only until the nighttime, that you would have to make a new bracha come the nighttime. To close on a point of machshava, the Torah Temima on the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Veha Torah Veha Mitzvah, so he explains a very interesting point. Why do we make a Birkas HaMitzvah only for some mitzvos and not for others? So the Torah Temima says that generally Birkas HaMitzvah is limited to mitzvos being Adam Lamakom. We don't recite a bracha before we give tzedakah, before we do Hachnasas Orchim or Bikur Cholim. We recite brachos generally before we do mitzvos bin Adam Lamakom. And the reason why is because the Birkas HaMitzvah, in its text of Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosa V'tzivanu, it bespeaks Kedushas Yisrael, that which distinguishes Klal Yisrael from other nations. The particular opportunity to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a close and intimate way by fulfilling the divine command. And whether as the thanksgiving for the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or as the matir to approach him and serve him, Birkas HaMitzvah really highlights that special relationship that Klal Yisrael has with Hashem, and our aspiration to live in Hashem's presence at all times. And you know, by studying his Torah and by performing his mitzvos. And thus, the recitation of Birkas HaMitzvah affords us the opportunity not only to serve Hashem and fulfill his mitzvos with preparation and with precision, but it really affords us the chance to illustrate for ourselves the innately unique potential of the Kedushas Yisrael, of Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And that's what we have in mind whenever we make a Birkas HaMitzvah of Asher Kedushan. Wish everybody a great rest of the week.